Welcome back, Cats and Grizz fans. Thanks for clicking into the CGI podcast. I am Slim Kimmel, joined, as always, by Greg Rockhotch. And Greg, not the ending to the season that Montana State envisioned with their loss to North Dakota State last weekend.
Certainly not. I mean, this was a game that, you know, they were favored to win. You know, going up against a team that had a great running game, you know, coming in, and North Dakota State really took it to the Bobcats, especially in the second half, in the fourth quarter. Just kind of overpowered them at the point of attack and had a huge game rushing the ball. They really didn't have any threat of a passing game, but it didn't matter. I mean, they just handed it off to McNorton, and he did his thing. So that's the end of the season for the Bobcats.
Yeah, going into that game, you know, we both picked Montana State to win, and you know, watching it, even at the beginning, it seemed like the Bobcats came out maybe a little flat. They were a little slow getting off the line, I thought. And then in the second half, I just thought North Dakota State's size and physicality eventually wore down the front seven of Montana State, and that opened up some big holes for DJ McNorton. And, you know, the game was probably closer than the 42-17 yeah. final score indicates. But I mean, North Dakota State did pretty much dominate the second half, especially the fourth quarter.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I thought MSU, I mean, they were in the game. They led 17-14 very early in the fourth quarter. And North Dakota State answered that with a touchdown of their own. You know, it's still a close game. And then MSU was driving down the field to potentially take the lead again when Arenzo Davis fumbled. And North Dakota State recovered. And that was just a huge turning point. You know, I think on the very next play, McNorton scored again, and you know, that kind of stretched the lead to two scores. And there was also a play where their backup quarterback, Jose Moeller, you know, faked a handoff and went around the left side for like 41 yards right. on third down. And those were kind of just a series of back-breaking plays that MSU never really recovered from. Coach Rob Ash, you know, said that they kind of lost the psychological edge late in that game, and that's what led to all the big plays and the big discrepancy on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird that they lost that psychological edge just because I thought watching the first half you could tell that Montana State, I thought, had the superior athletes and maybe the overall the better team. They just weren't playing well. And then, you know, and maybe that's just how North Dakota State grinds teams and, you know, it kind of shortens the game a little bit like that. But, I mean, I don't want to take anything away from North Dakota State. They played an outstanding game, and, you know, they're going to give Eastern Washington a run for their money mm-hmm. next week, I think. And, you know, they did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They came in, they played strong defense, they ran the ball, and Montana State just didn't seem to have an answer, especially late.
Yep. I mean, once they got down, it was almost like MSU kind of saw the inevitable coming, you know, they became a bit one-dimensional. You know, they had to start throwing the ball, and usually that's when you sort of fear the Bobcats because they are such a good passing team, but going up against just a great defense in North mm-hmm. Dakota State, great passing defense. McGee, you know, he was under pressure all day. Right. I think they sacked him five times. It was tough for them to get going, you know, through the air. And, you know, the four turnovers obviously didn't help, you know, when you finish minus three on the turnover margin. So it was just a combination of all those things.
Yeah, just definitely not the way the Bobcats wanted to end the season, not the way we expected them to end the season. But overall, I mean, Montana State has to be happy with the progress they saw this season, you know, sharing the Big Sky Championship, winning at Montana. There are definitely some steps to take into next year that they can build off of.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they came into the year, you know, I think they had 17 or 18 starters returning from last season, and there was a lot of high expectations surrounding this team. You know, and they had been gunning for that Big Sky Championship all year. There were a couple question marks, you know, when the coaching staff decided to give Denarius McGee the quarterback job. How would he respond? Turns out great. You know, he's named a co-offensive MVP in the Big Sky. And then going into Montana and winning at Washington Grizzly Stadium, you know, a place where so few visiting teams win, to cap the Big Sky Conference Championship and get that automatic bid to the postseason, I think MSU has a lot to be happy about, you know, for this season. I know they'd like to be still playing. You know, they'd like to be playing Eastern Washington in a rematch this week. But just a kind of a breakthrough season that Coach Ash had talked about having in the preseason and during the spring. You know, it finally came to fruition, and the Bobcats are going to be a team to really be reckoned with, I think, next season.
Yeah, as good as their offense was this year, with the year under their belt of, you know, Denarius McGee and Lorenzo Davis, they have a chance to be as good or better next year, and they've got a lot of guys coming back on that side of the ball. And then, you know, they found some guys on defense. You know, Alexi Grosluck came in this year and probably was better than most people expected him to be. So, I mean, they've definitely got some young players in place that, you know, they can build around for the next 3 years. And I think the Bobcats will be just fine next year. You know, Eastern Washington, I think, is probably going to be one of the preseason favorites right there with the Bobcats and probably Montana again.
Yeah, I think you nailed it there. I mean, Eastern Washington continues to prove to be a factor in the league. You know, Coach Bo Baldwin has kind of picked up where Paul Wolf left off, and I think this year, you know, that this is one of their best teams that they've had in a while. And, you know, if they win against North Dakota State on Saturday, they're going to be, you know, heading to the semifinals. So, obviously, a big season at Eastern Washington. And then you look at the Grizzlies. They had a down year. Everyone knows that. But you can't ever count them out. I mean, they're going to be in the mix every year. At the top of the league next year, it figures to be another tight race, I think.
Yeah, Montana had a down year, and they finished, what, third?
Seven wins. So
definitely not, by a lot of team standards, that's one of the best years they've had in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, look at Sacramento State. They went 7-4 also, and they're just thrilled, you know. They're ecstatic about about what they did this year.
Yeah, so I guess going into next year, you know, the Bobcats are pretty set at running back and quarterback, where that's maybe where you've got your question marks up at Missoula and Montana. Kind of what, as far as end of 2010, preview of 2011, what can we expect in the backfield at Missoula?
Well, obviously you got to replace tons of starts, tons of games, and especially tons of rushing yards from Chase Reynolds. I mean, that's a guy that you really can't compensate, you know, for his loss. It's going to be tough. They're going to have to find a way to get those yards. There are several options, I guess. You know, you got Peter Wynn, Gerald Kemp, all viable people who can come in and run in that sort of zone read option running scheme. And at quarterback, you know, it looks like Jordan Johnson is going to be sort of the front runner to be the starter. Maybe he played, you know, at times this year. I guess based on some of the preseason hype that he sort of garnered from a lot of people, I don't know if I was totally impressed with Jordan Johnson this past year. I think he's going to have to grow up a lot in the offseason and prove that he's capable of leading that team under center if he wants to be the guy next year. So definitely a lot of, you know, what-ifs on offense for the Grizz. I think defensively they played great this year. I think they're going to be strong again on defense, and you know, Coach Flugrad's got a year under his belt, so that can only help.
Yeah, I imagine Montana be right back up there fighting for the Big Sky Conference Championship. And you know, I think if you're a Grizz fan, you can only hope that Jordan Johnson comes in and has the impact that Denarius McGee had this year in their first year starting. So
yeah, exactly.
I guess we'll see how that shapes up next year. Still got some bracket challenges going on online, right?
Yep, we've got the Survivor game. We got seven people left. Nobody wants to be eliminated from that. And then, you know, the bracket challenge is still going on. That's one that kind of a lot of people took a hit last week. A lot of people had picked William and Mary to win the championship. A lot of people
like you, right?
Like me. Yeah, I had William and Mary. And then, you know, Montana State, obviously, a lot of people at MSU. So some people not too happy with the way things shook out last week, I'm sure, in the Pick'em game. But, you know, there's got to be a winner, and we'll see how it works out in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, what's the game plan for if we end up with a bunch of guys left in Survivor come championship weekend?
Well, I think we're just going to have to say, okay, you got to pick a score, and whoever's closest wins. And then if there's a tie there, we'll just have to flip a coin or something because, man, I've never seen it. I mean, these guys, they just don't want to, you know, go out.
Yeah, they know their FCS football.
I guess so.
They should be the ones doing these podcasts instead of us, right. Apparently.
It's pretty impressive.
All right, guys, thanks for clicking in, and I think we're going to sign off, and we'll probably talk to you next year.